Thanks for making Locked On Yankees your first listen every day. We're free and available on all platforms. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. On today's show, there's Yankees news. Sort of. Not officially, but we have some things to discuss, and I'll discuss them. We're talking about Aaron Boone's future with the team. We'll talk about the team as a whole. I have a quote from CC Sabathia about the Yankees losing to the Red Sox in the wild card, and I'll have to edit it because if you know CC, he likes salty language, and I am not allowed to say the things that he says. And Clint Frazier sent out a cryptic tweet about his health.
You are Locked On Yankees, your daily New York Yankees podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, everyone. It's Stacey Gonsoulias of Locked On Yankees. It is October 12th, and the Red Sox are in the ALCS. Every Yankee fan's dream, Red Sox are in the ALCS. The Astros are leading their game against the White Sox right now, and if they win, they're in the ALCS. What? Anyway, could it get any worse? Yes, it could. One of those two teams could win the World Series. That would make it, that would make 2021, yeah, that would put an exclamation point on the year for Yankee fans. Before we get into everything, you can watch this podcast on YouTube. You can listen in Apple, Odyssey, Spotify, Stitcher, Google, all the platforms available for where you listen to podcasts. You can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. So yeah, let's get into the Yankee stuff first, and then I'll complain about the playoffs. Not that I've been really watching. I've been watching the National League more than the American League because I don't like the Red Sox or the Rays. Why would I want to watch that series? And I don't like the Astros, so why would I watch that series? So yeah, I'm all about the NL right now. And the NL is giving everyone better matchups, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, Yankee stuff. Let's get into it. Buster Olney came out this morning and wrote an article about the Steinbrenners wanting to keep Aaron Boone, much to the chagrin of lots of Yankee fans. But I will say this, Buster Olney follows me on Twitter. I believe he follows me because other people from ESPN follow me, and I think he realizes that we were co-stars in Nine Innings from Ground Zero on HBO a long time ago, 17 years ago. So I think that's why he follows me. But what I find really funny is the second full paragraph of the article says, during a season generally viewed as a disappointment, Steinbrenner cited underachieving player performance as the primary reason for the team's struggles. There also has been heavy social media criticism of Boone from some Yankee fans. If you follow me on Twitter, you know that I'm constantly criticizing Aaron Boone. And yes, players underperformed, but you can probably count on two hands how many games, decisions that Aaron Boone has made in game and before the game have had bad results for the Yankees. So it's not just the players. It's the manager. It's the choice of manager. Aaron Boone is a nice guy. He's funny. He's, you know, he seems like a low-key guy, but I feel like the Yankees players would do better with a hard ass as their manager. They were a little too complacent. They were a little too, oh, things aren't working. Things will turn around. I know it's a 162-game season, but things didn't turn around enough for the Yankees in 2021. And that complacency, I felt it during the wild card game. I mean, obviously, Boone was smart to take Boone was smart to take Gerrit Cole. Gerrit Cole is the one that didn't last three innings in that game. Remember that last week? That was a week ago. It was only a week ago. It feels like it was 3 months ago. I feel like the batters were not showing urgency. Giancarlo Stanton was. He was trying to hit the crap out of the ball. Other guys, I don't know. It felt like a ho-hum. It didn't happen. We lost. We couldn't hit Nathan Eovaldi. He adjusted to us. What are we going to do? Really? No. Mm-mm. No. That's not it for me. And I feel like Aaron Boone feeds into that. Like, it's great to have a manager that your players like, but I feel like there needs to be a balance between your players liking the manager, but then also the manager knowing what he's doing and doing the right thing. And I won't say that Aaron Boone is a complete puppet for the front office, but I will cite this until the day I die. Game 2 of the division series last year against the Rays, when the Yankees tried to play like the Rays, and it backfired terribly, and they lost the series in 5. If they had gone with their normal plan, pitching Masahiro Tanaka in game 2, that series could have been completely different. But here we are. It's 2021. It's October 12th. The Yankees are out of the playoffs, although so are the Rays. And after 2017, after that promise of a team going up, they lose in the division series in 2018 to a team that was cheating. And I'll say that until the day I die. They lost the ALCS in 2017 to a team that was cheating. 2019, we don't know if Houston was cheating. I wouldn't put it past them. But they made it to the ALCS. That was promising. And then 2020, division series loss. And 2021, a flat wild card game against their biggest rival, where they were just embarrassed. Like, what? I don't get it. I don't understand why they want to bring Aaron Boone back. His contract is up. You know, some people were bringing up questions, you know, would this team have done better with a different manager? Or would they have played the same? Who knows? But I feel like someone else would have been a little tougher with them. Again, there was too much complacency, too much of them accepting certain things. I've gone off on Aaron Judge with his videos of, oh, we won a series when they've blown like the final game of a series. How many times did that happen this season because of Aaron Boone putting out a C lineup when they could sweep a series? Yankees won 92 games. They could have won 100. Just saying. And yes, Aaron Boone had something to do with that. Yes, the players had something to do with it, but Aaron Boone also had something to do with it. And I feel like the Yankees keeping him around and then they're not going to do anything. What are they going to do this offseason? They're going to make minimal changes, keep everything the same. We'll get into that in segment 2 because I have a thought about ownership that drives me crazy about them. But first, this episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning while you're waiting for the person behind the counter as they order the parts on their computer, but choosing only the brand that their warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. You can save time and money when using Rock Auto. Rock Auto is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. Rock Auto prices are reliably low for every customer, and they have everything you could need from brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Go explore their easy-to-use website today to find the solution to your auto parts needs. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. So this is my theory. It's not really a theory. Hal Steinbrenner can say all he wants. The Yankees are about winning. We want to win. We're disappointed. We don't like how we ended up this year, blah, blah, blah. He's lying through his teeth. He doesn't care. If he cared, Aaron Boone would be gone. He wouldn't just be blaming the players. If he watched this season, he would know that Aaron Boone had something to do with it. It wasn't just the players. And I feel like he keeps coming out and saying, we want to win. We want to do this. We want to do that. But I don't see any evidence of it. Yes, he got Gerrit Cole. Big whoop. What else are you going to do? It's always about the luxury tax. Got to get under the luxury tax. Then again, I kind of don't blame him because you have other teams in Major League Baseball, the Rays, who won't spend anything. And then the Yankees have to pay a penalty if they go too high. So I get that. The Rays, the Pirates, who else doesn't spend money and is owned by billionaires? Yeah, those two are the big main culprits, but total opposites. The Pirates are horrible, and the Rays are consistently making the playoffs with their system. But they were exposed this year by the Red Sox by not having an actual starting rotation. Can't really get far in the playoffs if you don't have a starting rotation. Maybe the Yankees would have found that out too in the division series if they won the wild card game. but then again, you would have had two teams with no starting rotation. You have Garrett Cole. No, there were people. But anyway, yeah, until Hal, I don't know. I feel like Hal is lying through his teeth. He doesn't care. As long as the Yankees still make money, he doesn't care. The Yankees can go as long as they're going without a championship. We're going on 12 years here, right? 12 years. And they haven't even been in a World Series since that World Series. They were close a few times. They made the ALCS a few times. So it's not like they've been horrible this last decade. Some people will like to make you think that. Some people would like to act as if 2013 and 2014 were a rebuild. No, it was like a soft reset, not really a rebuild. Usually when teams rebuild, like the Yankees of the early 90s when they were horrible. Yeah, the Yankees have not been horrible since then. It's been a really long time. I feel like, I don't know. I don't trust Hal. I really don't. He's too much of a business mind. He has his business degree. It doesn't feel like he really likes watching the team. I don't know. There are just some questionable things happening there, and I don't trust him at all. But this was interesting. Eric Boland tweeted last night. He's of Newsday. He tweeted at 11:11 p.m. on October 11th. Those in the Yankees organization obsessed with the Rays and how they do business, which is a sizable contingent, are pleased with tonight's result. But there are also those in the organization embarrassed the Red Sox reloaded so quickly after the 18 title and the Yankees don't seem much closer to one. Here's the thing. Yes, it's annoying the Red Sox made it into the ALCS. The Red Sox and Yankees finished with identical records for different reasons. Okay. The Red Sox played above expectations. The Yankees played below expectations. You never know what's going to happen in a baseball season. People were predicting that the Yankees were going to do really well. Not that 92 wins is bad. It's not. But, you know, if they had a few more wins against the Orioles, if Aaron Boone managed with some sort of urgency when they were about to sweep instead of doing this 2 out of 3s, he was basically meatloaf all season. 2 out of 3 ain't bad. That's fine. We don't need to sweep. It's okay, as long as we win series. See where that gets you? It gets you in the wild card game. Yeah. So it's not like the Red Sox. I could see if the Red Sox finished in first place ahead of the Yankees by 8 games like the Rays did. In that case, I could see people in the Yankees organization being really annoyed. But like I said, I don't like how they're trying to emulate the Rays because they tried to do it during that game last year and it didn't work. It backfired. And the Yankees aren't the Rays. The Yankees are the Yankees. They need to start acting like the Yankees. I don't care about the money. Obviously, it's not my money. But what is stopping them from just going out and buying everyone? Just be the evil empire that everyone says you are. You haven't been that in so long. And yes, they got cold. Big whoop. It's what they should do. Ugh, this drives me crazy. Which also brings me to the other thing that's driving me crazy. Alex Cora. Let's discuss this, okay? Because this is a problem. Yes, the Red Sox performed above expectations. Yes, Alex Cora is back and leading his team to the ALCS. But why do people neglect to include the fact that he was gone last season because he was suspended for being part of one of the biggest cheating scandals in baseball history. Can someone explain this to me? Someone explain to me why none of these men who write these articles, and I'm calling you out, men, Jeff Passan, every time these guys tweet about Alex Cora, they always leave that part out. Oh, he's a great manager. He's good with the players. His players love him. They're so excited he's back. What's he back from? What is he back from? It was not a vacation. It wasn't a voluntary vacation. He didn't just decide, hey, I'm going to take a season off. I'm going to go to Jamaica and relax. No, he was thrown out of baseball for a year. Can people bring this up when they talk about him? It's so disingenuous. That's the word. Yay. It drives me nuts. It drives me absolutely nuts. And is anyone else kind of like, oh, hey, yeah, Alex Cora's back and the Red Sox are suddenly playing way better than they're supposed to with players that they shouldn't be playing this well with? Hello? Anyone? Is anyone out there? Is anyone out there? What is happening? Why are we ignoring this? Why is everyone sweeping this under the rug? It's driving me crazy. And I'm not one of these crazy conspiracy theorists. I laugh at those people, by the way. But there's something fishy happening in Boston, okay? Especially with the way some of those games have played out and some of these guys who weren't expected to do well. But, oh, Alex Cora is back. And, oh, these guys are so happy he's back. Please. I don't trust him as far as, as I can throw him. I just glanced and saw the Astros White Sox score, and looks like we're gonna have an Astros Red Sox ALCS. Guys, I'm sorry to inform you, it's 5-1. It's only the middle of the fourth inning, but did they score all those runs off Rodon? Let's see. I will tell you right now. Oh boy. No. Oh, they scored 2 runs off Rodon in 2 2/3, and they scored 3 runs on, 3 runs on 3 hits in 2/3 of an inning off Michael Kopech. Oh, Michael Kopech, that's bad. Yeah, it's going to be Red Sox, Astros, ALCS. Anyone else going to be rooting for the Meteor? I'm going to be rooting for the Meteor. Anyway, thanks for making Locked On Yankees your first listen every day. We're free and available on all platforms. Speaking of cool things, BetOnline is back and better than ever. All eyes are on the gridiron as teams are back for another football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. With a new updated site and interface and even more odds, props, and contests, BetOnline continues to be the number one source for everything football. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Don't forget to use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive that bonus. From football, basketball, boxing, right down to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. Now, speaking of BetOnline, here are your odds for who is going to win the World Series. It's not good. Astros 11-4, Giants 3-1, Red Sox 15-4, Dodgers 19-4, Braves 13-2. The White Sox and Brewers are both at 14-1. Although right now the White Sox odds have changed a lot because they're down 5-1 in their game. Yeah, so the playoffs. Let's talk about the playoffs. As I said earlier, I've been watching, I did not watch the Dodgers and Giants last night, and I was surprised that it was so low scoring, but then I heard that there was some crazy wind going on in Los Angeles, and I kind of had a feeling the Giants were going to win because they came out and said, you know, Max Scherzer, there was some sort of stat he hadn't lost a start in the playoffs, or the teams that he started for haven't lost, and of course they lost, and it was 1-0. One team got 3 hits, one team got 5 hits. So it wasn't like a very, crazy game, and the pitching shut each other down. I mean, one run is really nothing. And then the Red Sox and Rays, actually the Rays made a big comeback, tied the game. But I thought to myself, if they don't pull ahead, they're not winning this game and the Red Sox are going to walk off. And that's what happened because, again, they're in Fenway and sketchy things happen at Fenway. I'll say it right now. That series in July, where the Red Sox kept making those crazy comebacks against the Yankees bullpen. Yes, the Yankees bullpen had questionable moments this season, but there was one inning in particular in which something was amiss. Jonathan Loaisiga against the Red Sox in that one game, where he gave up like four hits in a row. Jonathan Loaisiga was lights out. And he was lights out after that. And he never had an inning like that again. Was it because the Red Sox were so good? No. No. Something fishy was happening. All those late inning comebacks that, oh, the comeback kids. Yeah. It's so not questionable that the Red Sox have so many comeback wins in the season where their cheating manager came back. Oh, I know people are going to yell at me for this. I really don't care. I don't care. I don't trust him as far as I can throw him. I am so sick of people kissing his rear end. It is just disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. Speaking of disgusting or disgusted, CC Sabathia was not happy with his former teammate. Well, I mean, Aaron Judge was there. Yeah, okay. He has some former teammates still left there. It's not just Brett Gardner. But CC Sabathia had some things to say about the Yankees losing to the Red Sox. And of course, I can't find it. Where is it? I saved it on my phone. Oh, yes. Okay. See, the problem is I take too many damn pictures on my phone because, you know, if you follow me on Twitter, you know that I have a ton of cats. And yeah, CC was not happy with, here it is, found it. Okay. Our core lost to a team in 2018 that is not even the same Red Sox. They went on to win the World Series with Mookie, Jackie, Bradley, Benintendi. They traded all them dudes. We still got the same core. We come back to Boston effing 3 years later and lose to an effing completely different core of players that they raised up in 3 years. How does that happen? What the F are we doing wrong and they're doing right in that three-year span? They win the World Series and then completely different core whoop our ass in the effing wild card game. I love CC. I'm jealous that he can curse on his podcast and I can't, but yeah. Now, I will say this. There's a difference between losing in a series and losing. The wild card game is a crapshoot. It really is. I mean, anything can happen in a wild card game. Just like anything can really happen in a division series because it's only five games. There's really no room for error in a five-game series. That's why the Yankees had so many issues in the division series when they weren't quite as good as the championship teams, you know, 2002, 2005, 2006, 2007. That's a lot of division series losses, huh? Because when the Yankees made it to the ALCS in 2009 against the Angels, my Met fan co-worker thought the Yankees were going to lose to the Angels. And I said, one, no, they're not. Two, it's a seven-game series. It's a lot different than a five-game series. The Yankees are winning it in six. Actually, no, I think I predicted five. But the series went to six. And before game six, he was walking by my cubicle and he pretended to choke himself. And I was just like, whatever. And I went to the game that the Yankees clinched because he knew I was going to the game. That's also why he was doing it. He wanted to, I guess, I don't know. He wanted to freak me out or whatever. It didn't work. And then the Yankees beat the Angels. There's a big difference between a wild card game and a series. It's not necessarily the better team that wins. And that happens in the regular season. You see it. I mean, the Orioles beat, I think they beat the Astros 3 out of 4 in a series. And you saw the trouble the Yankees were having with the Orioles this season. And it just, it happens. It's baseball. So if the Yankees had made it to a series against Boston and lost to them, I could see CC's anger. But I don't know. The whole one game thing, I don't know. It's a toss-up. Anything could have happened in that game. And I said that in the preview that we had on Locked On MLB, because the Yankees and Red Sox honestly were pretty closely matched. Like, a lot of the problems that the Red Sox had, the Yankees had. And I said that the game could go either way. I was right. It could. I mean, the Yankees could have won 6-2. You never know. But I do understand CeCe's anger with that. And he was at the game. He was at that game on the Saturday before the end of the season when Jordan Montgomery crapped the bed. Yeah. And the Yankees lost 12-2 to the Rays. Yeah, that's how the Yankees greeted CeCe Sabathia. So I could see why CeCe is kind of like, what the hell, man? What are you guys doing? He's probably still pissed about that. And then had to sit through the wild card game and be like, dude, what? I mean, I wish CeCe could be a manager, but I know that he's doing things. And I think he said he didn't want to be a manager. Is he the one that said he never wanted to be a manager, or was that A-Rod? I'm trying to think of the, you know, two more recent retired Yankees. I think A-Rod also said that, because A-Rod wants to own things. He's going to be running the Minnesota Timberwolves. Yes. You know, he tried to own the Mets with J-Lo. Thank God that didn't happen, because him and J-Lo are no longer, and Ben Affleck would be involved with the Mets if they had done that. Oh, that would have been weird. Anyway. So Aaron Boone is probably coming back to the Yankees. Yeah. Oh, Clint Frazier. That's right. I forgot about poor Clint. This is what, okay. What a season for him. I feel so bad for him that he just had the worst luck. And a lot of questions about his health and what was going on, and not a lot of answers. And he said in a tweet that he would let everyone know soon, you know, when he can, what was happening, which leads me to believe that maybe the Yankees, I don't know, maybe the Yankees didn't, they weren't forthcoming with certain information about his injury, which the Yankees, that never happens. Let's see, here it is. Okay. His first tweet was a quote: "If you want to hold on to yourself, then let yourself slip." Deep. Then someone replied to him saying, "Hope you'll have your moment to address the MLBPA and league officials about the importance of addressing head injuries. Stay strong. Hope you have success no matter the future." And then Clint Frazier quote tweeted that guy and said, "I'd love to have the opportunity to talk about this situation publicly and plan to do so too." What? No, plan to do so soon. "My issues have been very personal to me and something I've wanted to handle privately, but there's been a lot of inaccurate things reported about my injury that I'll clear up." Uh-oh. Looks like we're going to have some drama coming up soon, because that's all the Yankees need is drama in the offseason. And one last note before I go. MLB clubs have been informed that the qualifying offer for free agents this winter is set at $18.4 million. That's down slightly from the $18.9 million qualifying offer of last winter. Free agents extended a qualifying offer will accept or reject before the expiration of the current CBA, which will happen on December 1st. That is per my buddy Buster Olney. Coming up on the show in the future, we have some anniversaries to talk about because, again, as I said, once the offseason began for us, that, you know, we have the 20th anniversary of 2001. We have the 25th anniversary of 1996. Lots of cool things to talk about from those two seasons. Yes, 2001 ended in a heartbreaking fashion, but there were some fun games that we get to discuss, including the flip play, which will be coming up in a couple days because that anniversary is coming up. So it'll be fun. I promise it'll be fun for you. So that's it for this episode of Locked On Yankees, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'd like to remind you that you can listen to the show in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Odyssey, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. You can watch and subscribe to us on YouTube. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Bets. Betting on the Yankees and baseball doesn't have to be a guessing game if you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's Lock of the Day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag wherever you get your podcasts. One more thing, if you could be so kind, please rate the podcast and spread the word about this podcast to your fellow Yankee fans. We would really appreciate it. So enjoy your Tuesday, and I will talk to you all tomorrow. We'll be right back.